So before we jump into the third C of the content system, the content catalog, the content categories, and the third C being the content calendar, I wanted to interrupt this system for just a moment. Because what's going to happen is when you develop your content catalog and you've now categorized it, if I was to jump into the content calendar, you're immediately going to want to take that content and start providing that as much as possible and just compounding that on your members, and that is not a good thing. So I wanted to stop for a moment about this conversation about content, and I wanted to talk to you about why people quit your membership program specifically as it's related to your content. The number one reason why people quit is because they feel overwhelmed. That is true for just about every single membership business there is. They join your membership program, you onboard them, and then all of a sudden, things are radically different in their life, and they're saying they are overwhelmed. They're overwhelmed by all of this content. They're overwhelmed by all of these things they're being told to do. They're being overwhelmed by all these tasks that they now have to have. And some of you, hopefully, you're not feeling that way about what I'm providing you, because I'm trying to provide it to you in such a way that it can be consumed, and I want to be very cautious of that. But even look at what I provide to you, I want you to see it's in such a way that you can consume it. The number one reason why people quit membership programs is because they feel overwhelmed. So, as a part of my membership program, if you're feeling overwhelmed, shoot me an email. I'll help you out, I promise. But for your membership business, I want to help you put in place the opportunities to be able to guide your members along the way and not overwhelm them with all of this content that you've now seen that you have or that you have intentions of developing for your membership business. So, how do you do that? How do you provide your content in such a way that it can be easily consumed or that it can be taken part of by your members? Well, you create a membership path. So I want you to think about those who join your membership program, that they are on a journey with you, that they're actually walking side by side with you, and that you're going to be like a tour guide for them, and you're going to show them all the things that are possible. You're going to show them all the things that can be done. You're going to show them all of the things that you can do for them. And just like any tour guide, you're going to stop for a moment and you're going to answer questions. You're going to stop and you're going to make sure they're taking in the scenery. You're going to stop and you're going to make sure that they're capturing all of the details and that they're taking those necessary next steps. So just recently, I had the opportunity to go out to the Grand Canyon and do a brief tour of the Grand Canyon. And the tour guide did something that was very interesting. I mean, they took us to different spots along the Grand Canyon, and along each way, they stopped and we rested. It wasn't because we were out of breath or anything like that. They just stopped to allow us to take in the grandeur of the Grand Canyon and to be able to ask questions, and then they would provide us with some information and then allow some interaction. And then once we were done at that spot, we were able to go on to the next one. And it was a really good tour guide. I want you to become that tour guide in creating a membership path for your members. And again, if you're a service provider, I want to make sure that you're providing those services in such a way that you're providing the best service opportunity for your members, just like my tour guide who is providing a service to us. I want you to provide that menu of services in such a way that it can be taken advantage of and consumed or utilized or enjoyed by your members. So create a membership pathway. Begin to think about your content, about this is a good opportunity for me to provide this in this location here or at this time of the year. Before we get into the calendar, I want to present these questions with you because I don't want you to just plug a bunch of things in on the calendar thinking it's a good idea. I want you to have intentionality about how you're going to put these content categories and content pieces on the calendar. So You're going to create a membership path and begin to think about your member. You're going to listen to your member and what they say to you. You know, part of what you're experiencing here is from my journey of having coached and led other businesses and other entrepreneurs put in place their membership business. And so what you're getting is not just my experience, but you're getting the experience that I have gained from helping them over this time. So I want you to be able to experience that as well. You need to be able to have that level of experience for your members to show them and to guide them along the way. So one of the ways to help keep your members from quitting your membership program is to keep them from being overwhelmed. So back a little while ago, when I was working with Nelson and we were coaching pastors, it was undoubted that I would get a phone call every week, and it was somebody who was saying, I'm feeling overwhelmed. Now, the reality is that we had a really good membership path. It was that they were being overwhelmed by the circumstances that they were facing in their church. And so I had to help them see beyond their current circumstances how the membership would help them. You're going to have to do that for your members. If you have a clear membership path, there are still going to be times when your members will call you up or shoot you an email and they will say, "I'm overwhelmed," and it's not by your program, it is actually by their circumstances. And here's how you help that member. You tell that member that, hey, the last thing I should do for you is to just let you go because you're feeling overwhelmed. The very fact that you're feeling overwhelmed is a necessary step for me to even help you even more. And if you are genuinely concerned about your members, you will do what is necessary and what is best for your member to try to help them along and bring them up out of their circumstances so that they can further enjoy membership in your program and in your business. So create that membership path, help members overcome their circumstances and feeling overwhelmed, make sure your content is not making them feel overwhelmed, and then another reason why people will quit as it relates to specifically your content is they don't know what to implement. They're being told to do all of these things. They're seeing this over here and then they get a good idea, or they hear you say this over here and it's a good idea. So every now and then you have to take a step back and you have to say, you need to implement just this. That's like very beginning in the overview, I told you that there are going to be times when you need to come back to different systems and different modules. I did that for a reason, because you're not going to be able to implement everything I give you. Your members are not going to be able to implement everything you give them. They're not going to be able to enjoy everything you offer them. So there are times when they're going to have to come back. You have to tell them, only implement this. If you get this right and you get this in place, then come back and try these other things. But first, just do this. That's why I'm telling you, you've got to get this content piece just right for you. You've got to get your content developed. You've got to get the content categories there, the content catalog in place, so that once it's there, you'll never doubt what you're going to offer your members. Let's implement together. Another reason why people quit when it comes to your content is they don't see results. They don't see the results. Some of you might be saying, hey, I'm not sure. I don't even have a membership business yet. You're not supposed to have a membership business yet. We've got to get your deliverables. We've got to get your content. And then you're going to see the results of people joining your membership. Likewise, for your members, they're not going to see results necessarily. But what you need to do is you need to make sure they have a quick win. They have a quick win. So what I want you to think about is when a member comes on board, what is that quick win that you can immediately offer them? Think about it like this. If somebody was to join and go join a gym, if I was to say, I'm going to go join a gym, and I walk into the gym and I say, I want to lose 25 pounds, and I want to be able to bench press 250 pounds. You know, That's my goal. They would write that down and they would say, okay, that's your goal, but let's go for the first 3 pounds. Let's just lose 3 pounds over the next week first. And let's get your diet going. Instead of trying to go for the big goal, let's break it down into smaller goals so that we can celebrate that win first. You're going to have to do that for your members. One of my wins that I'm going to celebrate with you is your content. I want you to email me your content catalog. Shoot me an email. Show me your content catalog. Let me celebrate with you all of the things that you're going to be able to provide your members. Let's implement that together. I want you to see results. You're going to want your members to see results. Another reason why people quit when it comes to your membership program is they feel like they're not using everything. They feel like they have to go in and use all that you're providing and do everything that you say for them to do. Now, that may be true that they need to do everything and you have to help them along the way, but for others, most likely, they don't have to use everything. You're going to probably over-deliver on your content. And we've always heard that it's better to over-deliver than under-deliver. Well, I want to challenge you on that. It's better to over-deliver at certain times, not all the time, and specifically not in the beginning. You don't want to over-deliver in the very beginning because then they'll feel overwhelmed and they're feeling like they're not using everything. If they don't feel like they're using everything, then they will quit. Go back to that gym scenario for a moment. Nobody walks into a gym and says, well, I didn't use that piece of equipment over there, and I didn't use that piece of equipment over there, and I didn't use that piece of equipment over there. I'm not getting everything out of my investment. I'm not using all of the equipment. No. You have to help your members see that there are specific things that they can use at specific times, and they can come back to it and use it at a different time, or they can, anticipate using that in the future. But now is the time to just implement or just utilize this. Those are the reasons why people quit when it comes to your membership program. And if you get those down right and you begin to address those questions right now as you think about your catalog and your content and your categories, now we'll be able to put together a calendar by which you are able to deliver your content in a way that will help your members succeed.